Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Oscar Wilde was famous for saying, "I can resist anything but temptation." And I think if most of us are true, we don't do too good with temptations. So, and again, there's no cameras, none of this is going on YouTube or anything else, okay? Just kind of a little poll. How many of you were tempted, let's see, this morning to stay in bed and not come to church? Let's be honest. Hey, I'm the pastor, and some days I'm even that way, you know. How many of you were tempted because someone said something you didn't like to kind of think bad things about them this morning when they said something stupid on the radio or something like that? Anybody? It happens too. How many of you were tempted just to not to fool with anything at all this day, not to bother with helping people, just turn or leave, go somewhere to the islands or do something really crazy? Anybody tempted that one? Well, we all do. Well, what's interesting to me is, like that list, most of the things we think about are tempted are not necessarily good. They might be tempting, but we consider them to be bad things to do. They're not responsible, they don't help you, that kind of thing. But if you think about it, aren't we also tempted to do good things? Aren't sometimes that little voice in our head that tells us, you ought to be nice to that person, or maybe you ought to take an extra minute with them, or have you ever slowed down and really smelled the roses, to use that figure? Beautiful day, March 1st day. Were you tempted to experience the beauty of God's creation that we will only experience this day, one time? The temptations can be bad, but they can also be good. How do you tell them apart? What difference does it make? How do we find the temptations we ought to be paying attention to? Because I believe God does tempt us to do good things for us and for the sake of others. And how do we avoid the temptations that only do us harm? Well, I think today's gospel lesson is probably a good place to start. A couple of things I want you to note about this lesson that I hope are helpful to you, because they're helpful to me in my own personal struggles, because trust me, I have some temptations too. One is to note that quoting the Bible does not get rid of temptations, and it's not make it right, okay? You'll notice in here that both God, in the form of Jesus, and Satan quote Scripture, okay? And there's a lot of Scripture being thrown about and quoted all over the place these days. And one needs to be careful with that. It doesn't make it a good temptation if someone quotes Bible at you to do something. It's different. It's to notice how they use Scripture. Satan uses Scripture as a weapon, twists and turns it to try to deceive Adam and Eve and Jesus and everybody in the stories. Uses it for their own purposes. When someone quotes Scripture to you because they've already made up their mind and they want to prove something with it, run. Because they're really not at your best interest, you know. And we all do that sometimes. We need to catch ourselves. The Bible is not a weapon book to be used against people that disagree with us. Okay? Notice how it happens to Jesus. When he quotes Scripture, it causes him, as well as others, to think. His scriptural quotations are not meant to pound people with them, but to make us all think about what's important. And Jesus does not tend to quote things out of context. He's pretty good about quoting them as they were tempted to be used. So that's one way we can do temptations, to see, do our temptations really come with the Scriptures in mind, or does someone just kind of twist them and turn them to make us feel guilty or make us do things? That can happen. The most important thing to notice is these temptations that Jesus receives could potentially be good. You know, have you thought about that? Bread to stone, stones to bread, I mean. Sorry, the other way doesn't work as well. Stones to bread. There goes the world hunger problem. Bam, you know. You can feed everybody. Doesn't sound too bad. Jesus throwing himself off the temple. Boy, you'd sure get a lot of publicity from that, wouldn't you? He'd get a lot of attention for that. People would listen to him, hear what he had to say after he jumped off the temple and landed safely. And what if Jesus did have the power and might of the Roman Empire and the other empires, the Chinese Empire of that time, to marshal for good? But notice. Notice how he is tempted by Satan, the evil one, whatever you want to call it in the story. They're not to do things for others, but to kind of help himself. Take shortcuts. Jesus is hungry in these stories. Satan doesn't say feed the world. He's making bread into make stones into bread so he can feed himself. But one of the reasons that I believe Jesus went into the wilderness to be tempted was to identify with you and I. to know what it's like to be hungry, both literally, physically, and also spiritually and otherwise. Jesus experiences that so that when you and I need help with those things, we can turn to one who knows it. And Jesus was tempted to use that showy kind of power in the world that a lot of people like to do, make a lot of noise and people will pay attention to you. But Jesus instead turns to a path of forgiveness, grace, suffering, caring. Slow path. Not an easy shortcut to getting things done, but the one that has lasting change in people comes through experience with those things. And finally, Jesus refuses to use the power that can be used for some things because it would only make matters worse. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, as we were once taught once upon a time when we talked about such things, because power can do that to us. It can make things sound good, but we end up using them for us. All these temptations, Satan wanted to turn Jesus inward. Take care of you. Take care of number one. Take this shortcut. Make sure everything's all right for you. Whereas if you think about it, the temptations from God don't ignore our needs, but ask us to learn from them to care for others. Don't just make bread for yourself. Learn how to feed others, to take care of others. Don't just be showy. Be deliberate and have values, because those will change people's minds. And realize that some powers we don't use. Jesus did not use all the power at his command because they would not build up. They would not care for others. They would only work to make him look bad. These are the temptations we need to pay attention to. The temptations that cause us to not focus on ourselves, but to reach out. The temptations that cause us to experience the beauty of God's world. The temptations that cause us to be empowered for the long haul struggle. The long road. Because that is the road that God chose. And it is the road that is put before us. You know, it is the road that makes sense. Even though our temptation is to take the easy way out of things, we're called to be people who have a God who did not take the easy way out and leads us through the difficult, long, hard, sometimes frustrating work of forgiving, caring, mending, healing. So this day, you're going to be tempted. I'm going to be tempted. Why don't we take a chance on the temptations God provides? Why not, instead of taking care of things that can be easily dissolved, and you'll notice, like happened to Jesus there, those temptations pass. But God just keeps nagging away at us slowly and gently about loving, caring, forgiveness, building up. So, yeah, Oscar Wilde's right. At least for me, he's not. I'm not very good at giving up temptations. But I'm trying to open myself up to the temptations from God. Amen.